The man who used to manage the Commonwealth's Environment Water Entitlement says the idea is bad, illegal, and would blow up the Murray-Darling Basin plan. Until he retired at the start of this year, David Papps was the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder in charge of managing the environmental water rights. He joined me earlier.
It's a bad idea. It's illegal under the Commonwealth Water Act. Can't be done, and it can't be done for good reason. So it's not just about a legal technicality. The environment needs water in a drought, and the environment is in desperate straits, and taking water away from it will undo the good that has been done already and is effectively a waste of the billions of dollars that have been invested so far.
Mr. McCormick acknowledged yesterday that there would need to be a legislative change if this happened. But if it did happen, what would be the consequence to the Murray-Darling Basin plan?
Well, you will blow up the basin plan. There's no point in having it. If you've taken away the water upon which the outcomes depend, then you've really wasted that entire reform. And let's not forget what that reform cost. It was controversial. It was divisive. The arguments were difficult and complex. And we got to a position where no one was entirely happy with the basin plan. The irrigators weren't entirely happy with it. Conservationists weren't entirely happy with it. But everyone could live with it. And we've been getting on with it since. And we know from the work that we've done, and when I was the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder, we were clearly seeing signs of improvement in the environment. So we know that it's working. Take the water away, and you've condemned the wetlands, the rivers, and the floodplains of the Murray-Darling Basin to a slow death. You can kiss it goodbye. And this notion that you can borrow water and pay it back, does Mr. McCormick know how long this drought will go? It could go on for years, and each and every year he will come back for more environmental water. So it is the death knell for, you know, the great iconic wetlands like the Macquarie Marshes and the Coorong and the rivers like the Darling.
And taking water from the environment in this way, what would happen to water rights as a precedent?
Well, I think that's a very important question. So one of the great parts of this reform, one of the strokes of genius that sits behind it, is that the Commonwealth has purchased entitlements, which is a legal property right to water. So these are the same entitlements that, say, a rice farmer or a cotton farmer own. And for the first time, the environment owns entitlements. If McCormack's idea proceeds, he's basically saying this. He's saying that the environment and environmental water is second class. And that any time that he or some other politician chooses to interfere, you can simply divert that water back into irrigation, back into farming. And you've effectively said that the property rights attached to it are second class. It is a dangerous precedent, I would have thought, for the irrigation industry, who might want to think about what would happen under a government that is less sympathetic to them than the current administration. The best thing all round is to leave this alone, to get on with implementing the Basin Plan. It is working, and politicians need to stay out of it. That's why the Water Act was constructed so very carefully by Malcolm Turnbull in 2007, to ensure that they couldn't make these decisions.
What about the point that the Deputy Prime Minister made yesterday, that the environment, trees and frogs all bounce back better than farmers do after a drought?
Nonsense. I mean, the man appears to be scientifically illiterate, and we shouldn't be surprised given the fact that he doesn't accept the science of climate change either. The wetlands, rivers and floodplains of the basin haven't bounced back. They've suffered decades of abuse from over-extraction of water, from regulation and from terrible catchment management practices. And it's very, very clear that they don't bounce back like that. It's going to take decades for them to recover. That's the point of the basin plan, that we've got water set aside in perpetuity for decades to get these places back into health. And, you know, I don't know who Mr. McCormack is listening to. I mean, he's certainly not listening to any scientist or anyone who knows anything about the basin and its rivers. I suspect, unfortunately, he's being guided in this regard by our drought envoy, who knows less than he does.
How would you characterise the idea then? Is it false hope in a way?
Yeah, it's false hope. I mean, you know, is he really going to get changed through the Commonwealth Parliament. He can't even convince the Federal Environment Minister or the Federal Agriculture Minister. I mean, Minister Littleproud is in the National Party and he's not convinced. So to keep holding this out to struggling farmers is an insult. It's just raising false hope. And, you know, there's no universal view amongst irrigators anyway. There are plenty of sensible irrigators and people like the National Farmers Federation who say this is a bad idea. They agree with me. So it's a bad idea. It's dangerous. It's undermining, white-anting, decades of difficult reform, and it's going to stop the recovery of these fabulous places. The only reason I'm not completely pessimistic is I just don't think it can happen. I just don't think that even this government is stupid enough to do this.
That's David Papps, the former Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder. The Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, told AM in a statement that the government needs to look at all options to help farmers and farming communities facing what is a devastating drought.